Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Breaking now, a New Mexico grand jury indicts actor Timothy Busfield on 4 counts of criminal sexual contact with a child. The indictment announced by Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bregman in Albuquerque. Prosecutors say all 4 charges are third-degree felonies with up to 3 years behind bars, plus fines and post-release supervision. Busfield, age 68, is accused of inappropriate sexual contact with 2 young boys who were child actors on the Fox TV series The Cleaning Lady, which employed Busfield as a director. Investigators say the alleged conduct occurred on set during periods between late 2022 and early 2024. Busfield's attorneys accused the boys' parents of fabricating the story after the children's roles were recast. Busfield turned himself in to authorities in Albuquerque last month after an arrest warrant was issued and was later released on his own recognizance. A judge ruled that Busfield does not pose a danger to the community, but did impose strict conditions. He is barred from contacting the alleged victims or their families, prohibited from possessing weapons, and is not allowed unsupervised contact with any minors while the case moves forward. Busfield has repeatedly denied the allegations. In video obtained by our partners at TMZ, recorded shortly before he surrendered, Busfield directly addressed the accusations.
I'm going to confront these lies. They're horrible. They're all lies, and I did not do anything to those little boys. And I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna fight it with a great team, and I'm gonna be exonerated. I know I am, because this is all so wrong and all lies. So hang in there, and hopefully I'm out real soon, and back to work. And I love everybody for supporting me. Thank you.
Busfield's attorney Larry Stein has called the indictment not unexpected, arguing the case is fundamentally flawed. Stein claims prosecutors are pushing forward despite what he describes as gaps in the evidence, and he says the defense is prepared to challenge the allegations in open court. During a detention hearing last month, prosecutors told the judge the children's disclosures were detailed and consistent. The defense countered with testimony from crew members who said they never observed inappropriate conduct on set. Busfield's lawyers also point to an independent investigation commissioned by Warner Brothers, which they say found no corroborating evidence. Prosecutors have referenced past accusations raised against Busfield by other individuals, though none resulted in criminal charges. The judge overseeing the case said he placed little weight on those claims. Busfield is widely known for his work on The West Wing, Field of Dreams, 30-something, and Revenge of the Nerds. Within days of the arrest warrant becoming public, he was dropped by his talent agency, Innovative Artists. NBC pulled an episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit that had already been filmed but wasn't aired, with Busfield appearing as a guest star. The episode has been reshot, with actor David Zayas replacing Busfield. Busfield's wife, actress and former Little House on the Prairie star Melissa Gilbert, issued a statement saying her focus is on supporting her husband and caring for their family as they navigate what she describes as an extremely difficult moment. She says she will address the public at a later time if and when that becomes appropriate. For more on the case of Timothy Busfield, join Crime Stories with Nancy Grace at our new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Triumph Channel 111 and streaming exclusively on Fox One for the first 24 hours. And for the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.